The Skagway Borough Assembly wants to delay a ferry dock renovation to try to limit cuts to service. And Haines Battery Point Trail is improved and ready for hikers. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly wants to do what it can to prevent a three-month loss in winter ferry service, a refurbishment that could knock out marine highway access for a few months is planned for this winter. The Assembly voted to ask for a delay in the project. Mayor Mark Schaefer says when he was told Skagway might lose ferry service for 3 months,
my reply to that is this community is not going to tolerate that.
The Alaska Department of Transportation wants to refurbish Skagway's deteriorating ferry dock this winter. A spokesman said the work would likely suspend service for 3 months. There isn't any ideal alternative for Skagway. The best option seems to be asking for a delay of the refurbishment to winter of 2017. Then, the Kennecott Ferry might be available to provide limited service using one of the other docks. Here's Assembly members Tim Cochran and Dan Henry.
Relief from the Kennecott is probably the best way, because we really just can't be cut off.
That would just be the 17-18 would just be the best hope for a bad situation.
Right.
The Assembly unanimously agreed to recommend DOT delay the project. They also plan to request that the impact to service happen either before or after the holidays. The refurbishment isn't the only topic local officials have talked to DOT about recently. Collaborating on a cruise ship ferry dock to accommodate breakaway class cruise ships seemed like a hopeful alternative to the current stalemate with White Pass. But DOT has expressed more hesitation recently. Tim Borsey is chair of the Skagway Port Commission.
I think it's safe to say that the idea of this larger dock, floating dock conceptual, there's no real present path forward with regard to that.
In the meantime, the Assembly is trying to figure out how to make progress with White Pass, which currently controls crucial areas of the port where the municipality wants to make improvements. Here's Henry.
We're losing ground. We need to act. We need to get something done.
Most of the Assembly members seem to be in favor of hiring a mediator to help facilitate discussions with White Pass. Port Commissioner Borsey supported the idea.
What we need is professional help.
The Assembly and Port Commission are holding a joint meeting Tuesday at 5 p.m. The mediator idea may be up for discussion during that gathering. There were also a couple items on Thursday's agenda that were not related to the port. The Assembly approved a salary hike for the borough permitting official position. Fire Department Chief Jeremy Simmons spoke against the raise. He said if the Assembly wants to adjust the pay for borough positions, it shouldn't be done piece by piece.
The municipality needs to come up with a transparent, objective system for scoring all of the city positions.
Current permitting official David Van Horn recently tendered his resignation. Borough manager Scott Hahn said the responsibilities of the job have grown.
This is a town of 1,000, but it's a town of 15,000 or whatever. You know, everybody gets moved in here in the summer. We've got all these issues, and there's some big planning concepts. I'd like to have somebody that really maybe had a little education in planning as well. It's a big job.
The Assembly voted unanimously to approve a starting salary hike from $48,000 to $55,700. With benefits, it's an additional $10,000 cost to the borough. The Assembly rejected a proposal to designate an unnamed creek 3.5 mile creek. Proponents said it would help agencies that are studying the creek for ways to enhance coho spawning habitat. The reason for the Assembly's rejection? Basically, the name is too boring. Here's Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr.
3.5 mile creek. I feel bad for the creek.
The Assembly referred the issue to the Civic Affairs Committee. They hope to get more public input to give the creek a more interesting name. Finally, the Assembly met in executive session to negotiate a new contract for Manager Hahn, who has been with the borough for 2 years. After the half-hour closed-door meeting, the Assembly voted to make changes to the contract, but did not disclose any more information because it has not been finalized. Hahn said Friday he plans to accept the contract and continue in his post as borough manager. British Columbia's top auditor says the province has failed to protect the environment from mines and mineral exploration projects. Auditor General Carol Bellringer issued a report this week saying mining and environmental agencies failed to provide, quote, a robust compliance and enforcement program. Environmental, fisheries, and tribal mining critics in Alaska say the audit backs up their claims. Guy Archibald tracks transboundary mining for SEAC, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
There's just a lack of inspections, a lack of enforcement when they do find issues. And overall, it's just a complete lack of protections against the possible environmental impacts from these mines.
He says discharges into rivers that flow through Alaska could threaten salmon stocks and the environment in general. British Columbia Mines Minister Bill Bennett says he welcomes the auditor's recommendations. But in an interview with CBC News, he questioned the conclusion that regulators are influenced by a provincial mine-building campaign.
They're statutory decision-makers that are independent to make the decisions that they make. Did we have all the resources in place over the last 15 years that we should have? No. The Auditor General is correct. There was a period of time where we needed to have more inspectors.
British Columbia's opposition New Democratic Party has called on Bennett to resign. He says he has no intention of doing that. Southeast Alaska government and tribal officials recently met to coordinate water sampling along transboundary rivers. But Archibald points out that Alaska has no regulatory authority over BC mines. The state has had some input into the province's permitting process, and agreements negotiated by Bennett and Lieutenant Governor Byron Malotte could expand opportunities to comment. But ultimately, decisions are up to Canadian officials. Over the past year, major improvements have been made to the Battery Point Trail in Haines. Once a muddy, root-laden path, the one-mile route is now hard-packed and topped with gravel, making access easier for locals and visitors alike. KHNS's Jillian Rogers took a stroll on the trail earlier this week to check out the upgrades.
It's no secret to locals that the trail tucked at the end of Beach Road is the perfect place for an afternoon dog walk or a quick lunchtime jog. But now, after months of work, the route is safer and more manageable.
We're at the Battery Point Trailhead, though, in Chilkat State Park.
Okay, let's go.
All right, sounds good.
Travis Russell is the ranger for state parks in Haines. On a recent sunny afternoon, I took a stroll down the popular trail with Russell. It snakes through the forest with several gentle slopes and easy creek crossings. It's the perfect little hike for those who don't want to venture too far from town.
Last year, we had a recreational trails program grant, and that allowed us to do the work that we completed last year. Basically, what we did is we flew in gravel, and then my two techs, Dallas Anderson and Andrew Althauser, were the two that did the bulk of the work out here.
In case you missed that, Russell says the gravel was flown in. A helicopter was contracted through Temsco in Skagway, and large slings were used to drop gravel in strategic spots along the trail.
Everybody asks, okay, isn't that an expensive way to build a trail? And yes, it is a very expensive way to build a trail. But the other option, using a mechanical wheelbarrow, means that every corner you take on that skid steer, you're pushing your material out further. So then you have to make the trail. You're going to use twice as much material to build the same amount of trail. So really, it was almost a zero-sum gain as far as cost.
The $50,000 federal grant paid for materials and labor to improve most of the one-mile trail. Upgrades included more gravel over the muddiest spots, bridges, steps, and switchbacks. This year, the local parks office got another grant worth around $28,000 to finish off the job. That'll include more trail work, viewing benches, and some signs where the trail forks.
It makes it nice for people who just want a brief walk. Dog walkers love it, I've noticed. But people of all ages seem to enjoy the trail.
If you've been on the path recently, you might have noticed black boxes tied to trees at the trailhead. Those are a motion-activated counter and a game camera, so State Parks has an idea of just how many people enjoy it. Russell says the last monthly count was higher than he anticipated.
Last month, we had 1,118 visitors.
That's an increase of about 400 people over March. And he says the numbers are only going to go up as summer approaches. The trail enhancements help alleviate erosion and impacts to root systems as more and more people head into the woods. The first cruise ship is scheduled to pull into the Port Chilkoot dock on May 18th, and Russell says Battery Point will be ready and waiting for visitors. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.